Dear brothers and sisters,
这个平安乃是说到我们跟主的关系。
The peace is referring to the relationship we have with our Lord.
因为我们的主为我们钉在十字架上。
Because our Lord was nailed on the cross for us.
成就了救恩。
To accomplish the salvation.
然后我们跟神就有和平。
So that we have peace with our God.
我们跟人之间也有和平。
And we have peace with people.
这个世界有苦难。
There might be trouble in this world.
感谢主，我们的主说，在他那里头有平安。
And the Lord said that in Him we have peace.
刚刚我们所唱的那诗歌。
Earlier we have sang this song.
神的治好。
God's best.
我相信我们的心愿，神的儿女们。信耶稣不信耶稣，我们都盼望得到治好。
And I think we all have this hope, regardless if you are Christians or not, we want the best from God.
但治好的路到底在哪里？
But what is the way to the best of God?
今天是我们要交通的重点。
And this is the focus that we're going to be speaking on.
我们最近这一年来每一个月，我们的信息都有一个主题。
Recently, we have a theme every month.
有这个月的主题是讲到救恩的。恩典，拯救的恩典。
And this month we, the theme is the grace of the salvation.
是一个恩典。
It is a grace.
我们犯罪，我们应当受刑罚。
We have sinned and we should be punished.
我们的主为你我受了刑罚。
And our Lord had taken up the punishment for us.
我们犯罪应该受苦，我们的主为你我受苦。
And we should suffer after we sin, but our Lord has suffered for us.
我们犯罪应该接受咒诅，我们的主耶稣为你我接受了咒诅。
We should be cursed after we sin, but our Lord has taken that up too.
这是恩典。
And this is grace.
神为了拯救你我。
Because God wants to save you and I.
就差遣他的儿子到地上来。
That He sent His Son to this earth.
成就了救恩。
To fulfill the salvation.
我们可以得到主的拯救。
That we can receive the salvation of God.
这个拯救不只是叫我们的罪得的赦免。
And this salvation is not only that we will be forgiven.
过去的罪。
The sins of the past.
现在的罪。
The sins, current sins.
或将来的可能犯的罪。
Or the sin that we may commit in the future.
我们强调的罪不是地上所谓法律的罪、道德的罪。
When we talk about sin, it's not the sin to the law of this earth.
像杀人放火，这是法律的罪。
Like murder and so on.
我们所说的罪，乃是你没有达到神的治好。
And the sin is we have not reached the best of God.
当神创造亚当、夏娃的创造人的时候，他有他的目的 和旨意。
When God created Adam and Eve, He had His purpose.
人偏行己路，活在自己的里头，没有按照神的计划活在地上。
We were going our own way and we have not followed the plan of God.
这个是我们所说的罪。
And this is the sin that we have been talking about.
当神创造亚当夏娃的时候，他说他所创造一切都是最好。
When God created Adam and Eve and he said that everything he created was the best.
不只是好，是 excellent, 是最好的最好。
And it's not only the best, but it's an excellence, the best of the best.
但因为我们偏行己路，以致我们落在一个次好的里头。
But we have gone our own way and we have come to the second best.
神不只是赦免我们的罪。
Not only God will forgive our sins.
这位主，复活的主，圣洁的主，今天住在你我的里面。
The Lord of Resurrection today is dwelling in us.
是一个圣洁的生命。
We have so that we can have a holy life.
是要可以从罪里头得到脱离释放的生命。
So that we can be away from this sinful nature.
所以我们的生命能够得到自由。
So that we have freedom in our life.
我们的生命得到喜乐。
So that we have joy in our life.
我们的生命得到是一个丰盛的生命。
So that we can have an abundant life.
今天我们题目讲到基督的降卑跟升高。
So today our topic is the humbling and the exalting of our Lord.
我们或者说有的话好像是讲到圣诞节，讲到复活节。
And in our human speaking, maybe we're talking about then the Christmas and then the Easter.
有一句话跟人讲到说，人往高处爬，那么水往低处流。
And in Chinese, there's a saying that people will strive for upward, and the water will go downward.
往上爬, 这个是一个好的心思。
And it's a good ambition to go climb up.
但是我讲到基督的降杯, 它的升高是跟世上的降杯升高是有不同。
But the humbling and the exhorting of our Lord is different than what we're talking about.
你要升高吗?
Do you want to be exhorted?
那么你就要降杯。
Then first you need to humble yourself.
这个不是一个 common sense.
Yeah, 这不是普通的知识。
谢谢。 这是一个律。
It's just a law.
我想我们主耶稣在四福音里头 在马太马可福音都讲到一件事。
I think in the four gospels, our Lord had talked about one thing.
骄傲的就必降卑。
Those who are proud must be humble first.
那么谦卑的就必升高。
And those who are humble will be exalted.
这是一个属灵的律。
This is a spiritual law.
这是神所定的律。
And the law set by God.
你要升高吗?
Do you want to be exalted?
你就要降卑。
Then need to be humble.
No. 今天我们所讲到基督的降卑是一个完全的降卑。
We talk about our Lord's humbling is a completely humble.
在腓比书五章十一节那边，你可以看见那个七个降卑或者七个升高。
In Philippians 2, we can see that there's seven steps of being humble and then seven steps of being exalted.
可能我们对圣经的解释有点不一样。
Maybe we will interpret a little bit different.
但是耶稣的降卑是一个完全的降卑。
But the humbling of our Lord is completely humbling.
耶稣的升高也是一个完全的升高。
And his being exalted is also completely exalted.
在腓比书这样告诉我们，当他完全升高以后，最后他把荣耀都归给这位父神。
And it said that when he was exalted, he turned all the glory to the Father God.
我们的弟兄今天唱我们耶稣是主。
And today we were singing that He is Lord. Jesus is Lord.
他是主,
He is Lord.
他是万主之主,
He is the Lord of Lords.
不只是生命的主,
not only the Lord of life,
而是万物的主,
but the Lord of all creation.
那么我们的口都要称耶稣基督为主,
and our mouth, our lips will speak of the Lord of Lords.
今天我们喜欢也罢,我们不喜欢也罢, 他是主。
Do if we like it or not, that He is Lord.
今天信耶稣感谢赞美主。
If you believe the Lord, we thank praise the Lord.
今天你没有信耶稣, 你要赶快信耶稣。
If you have not believed yet, you must hurry and believe in the Lord.
你可以与主耶稣一同的升高。
You can be exalted together with the Lord.
成了神的儿女。
To become the children of God.
那个我不晓得我们今年 教会里头好像没有人结婚了，有没有人结婚了？
I don't know. I don't think we have any wedding this year in our church.
哦，我记得一个特别的经验。
I remember an experience I have.
当那个要预备结婚的时候，那个 wedding agency 他会提供你一些资料。
And when you're planning for the marriage, the wedding agency will supply some materials for you.
那么一信耶稣的人，他们要写圣经哦。
And then if you are a Christian, then you try to pick out some verses.
刚刚里头有比如说格林多前书13章, 这是每个人最喜欢的。
And of course, there's always 1 Corinthians 13 that everyone like.
又讲到主的爱。
To talk about the love of God.
我讲到家庭夫妻要用主的爱彼此相爱。
That in the family, we need the love of God to sustain the family.
但是有一处的圣经引起我非常的注意。
And but then there's a passage that at my attention.
他竟然让你可以选择腓立比书第二章,
and they pick Philippians chapter 2,
5节到11节,
verse 5 to 11.
我就觉得这个预备这个资料的人真是有智慧。
I felt that the one who prepared the materials are really wise.
他知道什么是最好,
he knows what is the best.
在个人婚姻家庭的当中,
and among the family.
我想我们今天按照圣经的次序，在腓立比书的里头，我们可以看到，按照保罗的次序，他从第一节我们来交通起。
I think I will go according to the order of these verses that Paul has said that I'm going to share that with you.
那么在第二章之前的第一章，比如第一章第十八节。
And before that, then in chapter 1, verse 18.
这边讲到喜乐，我们知道腓立比书一卷书一个题目就是喜乐。
We know that the book of Philippians they talk about rejoicing.
保罗是在监狱里头写这本书。
Paul was writing this book in the prison.
环境不可能给保罗任何的喜乐。
The environment wouldn't give Paul any joy.
但保罗的秘诀是说靠主喜乐。
But his secret is by the Lord he can be joyful. In chapter 1 it talks about one rejoicing. And it's the rejoicing because the gospel has been preached.
保罗讲,
he said that some preach the gospel because of selfish ambition, some sincerely.
这种是出于爱心，我知道是为辨明福音的缘故。
And some is because of love so that they can defend the gospel.
然后18讲到, 这又何妨?
And then in verse 18 said, what does it matter?
或是假意或真心, 无论怎样,
be it a false or good, true motives,
基督究竟被传开,
Christ is preached.
因此我就欢喜,
and because of this, I rejoice. And I continue to rejoice.
但保罗的心里面知道他, 他并没有满足,
but then God, Paul is not satisfied here.
因为他知道腓立比的教会是一个喜乐的教会，传福音的教会。
Because he knows that the church of Philippi is a church of rejoicing.
但在那边他们有一个问题，有一个合一的问题。
And they have a problem of having the unity.
在主里头合一来服侍神。
And they can be united to serve God.
这个是下面保罗的劝勉。
And this is what Paul encouraging the church.
并且, 所以在基督里有什么劝勉?
He said that if there's any encouragement among you,
这个劝勉, 我想保罗自己有这个经验。
I think Paul has experience on that.
他曾经接受一个人的劝勉。
He had been encouraged by one person.
这个人就是巴拿巴。
And that's Barnabas.
我们知道保罗开始的时候他是不信耶稣的。
We know that Paul initially he's not a believer.
他是逼迫基督徒的,
he persecuted the Christians. And a lot of people are afraid of him.
当他信耶稣以后,
but after he became a Christian,
第一个来帮助他安慰他的就是巴拿巴。
The first one who came to help him was Barnabas.
巴拿巴的意思就是讲到劝慰时,
and the name Barnabas means that the encouragement.
三个encouragement，这个是所说的。那第二件事，保罗讲说，爱心里头有什么安慰？
And the second thing he talked about, and there's any comfort with his with love.
这个爱不是人的爱。
And this love is not the man's love.
这是agape，这是神的爱。
It's the God's love, agape.
神的爱是一个无条件的爱。
It's unconditional love of God.
它是爱你所喜欢的人。
To love those who you like.
也是爱你所不喜欢的人,
and also those who you don't like.
这个爱叫我们能够安慰你所爱的人, 也能够安慰也许是你我所恨的人。
And this love can comfort those you love and also those who you dislike.
爱心有什么安慰?
What can be what kind of comfort is in the love?
这个神的爱,
and that's the love of God.
神的爱安慰。下面讲到圣灵有什么交通?
And then talk about any fellowship in the Holy in the Spirit.
我想许多的聚会在结束的时候，总是希望有一句祝福的祷告。
In many meetings after we finish, we like to have a blessing, a prayer blessing.
我想这个如果在圣灵的感动里，这个是非常好的。
I think in the Spirit is very good.
我们都知道，就是说我们经常讲到，当然耶稣基督的恩典。
And we have usually pray that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
讲到神的爱。
And the love of God, the Father.
那么讲到圣灵的交通, 常与众人同在,
and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit to be with us.
这个是这边所说的交通,
and this is what it's talking about here, the fellowship.
这圣灵中的交通,
the fellowship in the Spirit.
圣灵交通就是把神的爱, 把基督的恩典, 输送, 运送给你我,
and the fellowship is sharing the grace of God for you and I.
就是在圣灵中的交通,
and this is the fellowship with the Spirit.
像有什么讲到, 心中有什么慈悲怜悯,
And then if you have any mercy and compassion in your heart.
这边讲到了慈悲怜悯是能够慈悲怜悯那些得到神的恩赐比你好像比你我少的人好像是比较软弱的人。
It seems like talking about those who had less of this grace and those who are weaker.
那个慈悲怜悯特别是说到你如果感受那个软弱的人那个你的弟兄你的姊妹里头真实的感受。
This tenderness and compassion is like you can feel for those who are weaker and are more feeble than you.
马大福音五章继续也就是说连续的人有了因为他们必蒙连续。
In Matthew 5, blessed are the merciful because they will be shown mercy.
那个连续的意思是讲到你进入一个人的里头。
And to have that compassion, you enter into the person.
你如果感觉他所感觉到,
you can feel what he feels.
你要看见他所看见的,
you can see what he sees.
这个叫怜悯,
that's compassion.
我们唯有借着圣灵, 他穿透万事的神, 我们能够知道人到底真实的光景。
And through the Holy Spirit, he can see through all things so we can understand too.
下面讲到, 你们就要意念相同, 爱心相同, 一样的心思, 一样的意念, 是我的喜乐可以满足。
And later on said, you have the same love and being in one spirit and purpose with the same mind.
简单来讲, 这几句话, 两个相同, 两个一样, 乃是说到耶稣的心。
And when we talk about that, we have that same one mind and one heart. We talk about the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ.
两个相同的, 两个相同, 意念相同, 爱心相同。
With the right mind and also the love, same love.
这个爱仍然一样, 是agape, 是神的爱, 不是人的爱。
Similarly, this love is the agape love of God.
一样的心思, 一样的意念。
We have the same mind and the same spirit.
求主怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us.
我们对于这个相同一样, 我们有我们的看法跟了解。
We have the same understanding of this love.
这个相同, 这个一样, 在这里是讲到 unity, 合一, 而不是化一, not uniformity.
And this is talking about a unity in the love and in the mind.
在世界上, 某些事情来讲, 我们看起来是绝对不合理的。
And some of the things that from the world's view that is not reasonable.
你要把教会的弟兄姊妹对每一件事情的看法都一样, 那这个是不合理的。
It's not reasonable to have everyone have the same perspective.
神所要的乃是在基督里头的合一。
But what God wants is the unity in Christ.
能够把基督的性格, 基督的美丽, 从不同的弟兄姊妹的领受, 性格当中把它显明出来。
That we can reveal the beauty of our Lord through different brothers and sisters.
比如说我们讲到人, 我想我们想到的也不只是中国人, 对不对啊?
So when we talk about people, we're not talking about just the Chinese.
有犹太人, 有西尼尼人, 有美国人, 有中国人, 还有朝山人, 温州人什么。
And there's the Jews and the Gentiles, the American, the Chinese, the Korean, and so on.
然后讲到音乐, 我们比如说讲到音乐, 安国有没有, Christian, 带有诗班, 对不对?
And we're talking about the music that Uncle Emil had that leading the choir.
不想你说合唱的时候你是不是光只有一部?
When you sing, is there only one part?
我们都知道合唱只有四部, 对不对?
We know that usually there are four parts in a choir.
但秘诀在哪里?
So where's the secret here?
是和谐, 是 harmony.
And that's the harmony.
这是圣经中所说的合一。
And this is what the Bible is talking about, to have the unity.
上个礼拜我们的姊妹为主做美好的见证。
And last week with the sister had given us some good testimonies.
她跟她儿女讲说那个颜色不只是黑跟白而已。
And she told her children that the color is not just black and white.
有红色,有绿色,有紫色的各种不同颜色。
There's red, there's purple, and different colors.
但是这些都要在传扬神的美丽。
But all to reveal the beauty of our God.
特别借着花,
it's through the flowers.
下面保罗讲说, 凡事不可结党。
And Paul later on said that do not have division.
结党乃是, 往往是为了个人的利益。
Usually when we have divisions because of selfish ambitions.
而不是为了神的旨意。
It's not for the will of God.
下面讲到不可贪图虚无的荣耀。
And then to not look at the empty and the vain conceit thing. Because it's talking about the glory of the world.
人总是在想办法能够保守顾自己的面子。
And many people, we are only concerned with our own reputation.
在人的里头总是希望得到人的称赞，人的赞美。
We like the praise of the other people.
那保罗讲，我们不要贪图这个虚浮的荣耀。
And Paul said, "Do not look of the vain conceit only."
下面讲到一件事，只要存心谦卑。
But it said that only to humble yourselves.
看别人比自己强。
To look at other people to stronger than you.
这个我们在人看来，弟兄姊妹，人有所谓的刚强的，有软弱的。
When we look at other people, there are some who are better and some who are weaker.
但是在实际的里头，我们知道我们不是经常刚强的。
But in reality, we know that we're not going to be strong all the time.
我们经常需要靠主恩典，我们经常是软弱的。
And many times we are weak.
实际上我们的刚强跟软弱实际上是差不多的。
And our strength and our weakness are usually the same.
当我们谦卑的时候，我们就是看到别人比自己强。
As we humble ourselves, we can see that other people are better than us.
当我们骄傲的时候，我们看见了我们比别人强。
When we are proud, that we will see that we are stronger than others.
所以保罗劝勉说要存心谦卑。
So Paul encouraged us to humble ourselves.
下面讲到个人不要当顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
And not to just look at our own interests, but also the interests of others.
当我们光注意到自己的事情的时候，我们就没有时间、没有心思去照顾别人。
When we only look at our own interests, we won't have time to care for others.
当我们因着主的爱去关心、去爱我们弟兄姊妹、其他人的时候，那我们就不知不觉我们就忘掉了自己。
As we are concerned and love others, then we will forget unconsciously about ourselves.
下面我们就讲到今天所讲到，我们要以耶稣基督的心为心。
And then we want to talk about we want to have the heart of Christ as our own heart.
这个心原来是指的心思 thoughts 或者是指的态度 attitude 来讲的。
And this thought sometimes translates to be like an attitude.
我想人的心思是非常重要。
The heart of a man is very important.
因为我们的行为行动是根据我们的想法，我们的心思。
Because everything we do is according to what we think.
我们一个好的心思，一个合神心意的心思，我们就能活出神的荣耀的见证。
If we have a good heart according to the will of God, then we can live out a testimony for God.
相对的，我们的心思如果是为了自己，我们的心思不是为了神，那么这个我们所行出来的就不能够荣耀我们的神。
In contrast, if our heart is not with God, then everything we do cannot glorify God.
我想这个心思的话，就决定属灵的征战。
And this heart will decide your spiritual warfare.
属灵的征战就。 得胜或失败呢，在乎我们的心是不是归向基督。
If we succeed or not in this battle is depending on our heart if it's turned towards God.
在哥林多后书第10章4节5节，保罗就这样讲。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4 and 5 it says,
我们征战的兵器本不是属血气的。
It said the weapon that we're using is not in the flesh.
乃是在神面前有能力可以攻破坚固的营垒，the stronghold.
And it's that the divine power to demolish strongholds.
将各样的计谋、各样拦阻人认识神的那些至高之事一概攻破。
That we can demolish the arguments and every pretension that's set before us against the knowledge of God.
将人所有的心意夺回，使他多顺服基督。
And we take captive of every thought to make it obedient to Christ.
我们一个人能不能信耶稣？
If a person can believe in Christ or not,
讲到我们的心是不是愿意顺服耶稣？
It depends if our heart willing to humble ourselves to believe in the Lord.
福音的道理是很简单的。
The gospel is very simple.
神的舍命的流血的爱拯救你我，那么从死里复活，这个就是福音。
The shedding of blood to save you and I, and then His resurrection. This is the gospel.
你愿意接受主的爱？
If you're willing to receive the Lord as love,
接受主的宝血赦免你我的罪,
that to receive His blood to forgive our sin,
当主的爱临到你的时候,
when the love of God come upon you,
你就我们所说的在心里头你就遇见了主,
then you have encountered the Lord,
你就愿意顺服主,
you're willing to obey the Lord,
然后你就得到了拯救,
then you will be saved.
心实在是非常的重要,
and this is the focus.
在箴言第四章二十三节就这样讲。
In Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23 it says about the heart.
他说你要保守你的心胜过一切。
He said you are to preserve your heart above all things.
因为一生的果效是由心里发出。
Because that is the wellspring of life.
下面我们就交通到关于耶稣的七个降杯，一个七完全的降杯。
And now we talk about the seven humbling of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们都知道，他不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
We know that he does not count himself to be equal to God as something to be grasped.
他反倒虚极。
But he humbled himself.
然后下面讲到，取了奴仆的形象。
And he taken up the image of a servant.
然后下面就讲到。 继续的第四讲到就自己卑微
and then he humbled himself
然后存心顺服
to become obedient
然后再来以至于死
obedient to the point of death
而不只是死在十字架上
not only death but death on a cross
这个是主七步的降杯 一个完全的降杯
and that's the seven steps of our humbling of our Lord
我们下面可以一个一个来看
And we can look at this one by one.
那当然，我们就刚刚讲到，升高是一个律啊。如果降卑升高，自然就会升高。那么耶稣的升高乃是一个完全的升高，也就在我们讲义里头，我们所看见的。And
we have talked about it's a spiritual law that if you are to be exalted, you are to humble yourself first.
第一，神叫他升为至高。
Because God had made him high above all things.
第二，赐给他超万民之上的名。
And give him a name above all names.
这个名就是说耶稣的名。
And this is the name of our Lord.
如果你知道为什么我们祷告要奉耶稣之名，为什么？
Then sometimes when we pray, why would have to say in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ?
这个名是父神所给的名。
Because this name is given by our heavenly Father.
有人说你祷告如果没有奉耶稣的名，你祷告大概在空中，你的祷告就被魔鬼拿走了。
And sometimes if we don't pray in the name of the Lord, it seems like our prayer is just hanging in the middle of the earth and then Satan had picked it up. And this name had caused our Father in heaven will listen to our prayer.
这个叫一些在地上，在下面就讲到，无论是在地上的，我不屈膝敬拜神。
So that everything on earth will bow with their knee.
然后就讲到在地底下的也是要屈膝敬拜神，敬拜耶稣。
Even those who are under the earth will also worship the Lord.
然后包括在天上。
And also those in heaven.
那么就称耶稣基督为主。
That they will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
他实在是万物的主。
He is the Lord of all things.
他是教会的主。
He is the Lord of the church.
他是生命的主。
He is the Lord of life.
下面有讲到，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
And then we talk about he does not consider equality with God as something to be grasped.
他本来是与神是同等。Originally
he had equality with God.
但是在这里他与神同等为强夺的。
And he has said that he does not consider that to be something to be grasped.
这个强夺是有点暴力强夺的意思在里头。
The grasping has some violence in that.
但是我们的主，我们知道他谦卑，他降卑，他舍弃了神与神同等的荣耀。
But our Lord had humbled himself that he had given up the glory to be equal to God.
那么这个就是在比如说约翰福音第十七章第五节这边所说的。
It's just like in John chapter 17 it has said.
耶稣祷告说，父啊，现在求你使我同你享荣耀。
And he was praying that Father glorify me in your presence.
就是为有世界以先我同你所有的荣耀。
He said with the glory that I have with you before the world began.
耶稣基督为了你我，他舍弃了天上的荣耀。
For your sake and mine that our Lord Jesus had given up this glory.
第二个降卑。
And second humbling.
反倒虚极。
That he had emptied himself.
这个环道虚极，我们可以讲到四方面。
And this making himself nothing, we can have four different perspectives.
这个 empty，这个虚极或者轻道，第一个，他不是为了罪，也不是那个世界。
And first of all, making himself nothing is not because of sin or because of this world.
不是情道罪恶，也不是情道那个世界的权势。
And it's not submitting to the authority of the sin of the world.
这讲到是谦卑自己。
But to humble himself.
谦卑自己。
To humble himself.
第二,
Second.
我们讲到他跟神的关系上面的道空。
And talk about his relationship and with of his relationship with God, how he had emptied himself.
我想在约翰福音，比如说二十四章二十八节，这个耶稣讲了一句话。
In John 14 verse 28, he said one, our Lord said something.
我的父是比我大。
He said, my Father is greater than I.
那我在约翰福音，比如说五章十九节，这我们非常熟悉的圣经。
Or John 5:19, something we're familiar with.
他说，指耶稣基督自己，只凭着自己不能做什么。
Jesus referring to himself said the Son cannot do himself do anything by himself.
唯有看见父所做的，只才能做。
He can only do what he sees the Father does.
父所做的，子也能够做。
And whatever the Father does, the Son can also do.
在约翰福音五章三十节讲到审判。
In John chapter 5 verse 30, talk about the judgment.
再次看见主的道空，情道自己。
And how we see our Lord had emptied himself.
我凭着自己不能做什么。
He said, by myself I cannot do anything.
我怎么听见就怎么审判。
I judge only as I hear.
我的审判是公平的。
And my judgment is just.
因为我不求自己的意思。
Because I do not seek to please myself.
只求那差我来的意思。
But him who sent me.
下一个降卑。
The next humbling.
他比天使微小。
He will be smaller than the angel.
这是在希伯来书二章七节跟我们讲的。
It's in Hebrews chapter 2 verse 7.
下一个降卑是讲到跟人的关系上的倒空自己。
And the next humbling is that he emptied himself with the relationship of man.
耶稣降卑到一个地步比你我都微小。
And he had humbled himself that he is smaller than you and I.
他是生在马槽的里头。
He was born in the manger.
离开天上的荣华,
to be away from the glory in heaven.
他是住在一个贫寒贫苦的家庭的里面。
He lived in a poor family.
玛利亚, 当天使接到天使的启示的时候, 他说你是有福的。
When Mary, when she received the revelation, people said that you are blessed.
但是你要知道他的福, 玛利亚，这她不是地上的福，乃是属灵的福气。
But it's not the blessing of earthly treasure, but rather of spiritual treasure.
因为在地上来讲，玛利亚很早就成了寡妇。
Because we know that Mary became a widow early in her life.
当耶稣他们到圣殿去献祭的时候，他们献的不是牛羊，是鸽子，是穷人的奉献。
When they went to the temple to do sacrifice, they are not doing the sheep, but rather the dove. That's for the poor people.
这是主的道空。
And this is the humbling, emptying of our Lord Jesus.
下面一个就讲到，在跟魔鬼的关系上面的道空。
And the next is humbling before the devil.
在约翰福音十四章三十节那边讲到。 讲到这个世界的王，讲到魔鬼在他的里面毫无所有。
And when in John chapter 14 talk about that in the king of the world he has nothing with that.
The evil is nothing in him.
The
在他的里面是毫无所有。
In the evil he has nothing.
我在这里就顺便想到一个字，什么叫做基督徒？
And then I thought about what do you mean by Christian?
我们都会拼,
we all can spell that.
Christ, 然后下面最后三个 characters 是什么? 三个字。
And Christ followed by three characters.
I-A-N.
I-A-N.
就是 I am nothing.
I am nothing. 我没有什么。
I'm absolutely nothing.
我完全没有什么。
基督徒是一个荣耀的名称。
The Christian is a name of glory.
我们如果没有蒙召的人相称, 我们就没有把这个基督荣耀的生命能够显明出来。
If we don't live according to this name, then we really have not lived it out.
那个我想下面就讲到我们的经验，我们的功课。
And next, we talk about our experience and our lesson.
我不晓得你们家是哪一天倒垃圾。
I don't know which day you have your garbage dump.
像我们那一区，我们是礼拜四就有收垃圾的人来。
And on our area, it's on Thursday, people will come and pick up the trash.
但是我们在每天，我们相信我们都是倒垃圾的，对不对？
But I think every day we have garbage.
因为我们家里头就不会有一个不好的味道，一个腐臭的味道在里面。
That way we don't have the bad smell from the garbage in our house.
这个倒空勤道呢，好像有点像把我们那里头的垃圾、属灵垃圾，把它到处的倒空。
The emptying ourselves is like in spiritually we empty the trash in our life.
在加拉太书。 5:20-21节，保罗讲到我们里头的垃圾。
And in Galatians 5, verse 21 and 22, it talks about the spiritual garbage that we have.
仇恨、尊敬跟嫉妒。
There's hatred, there's jealousy.
恼怒、结党。
And there's dissension and division.
还有嫉妒。
And envy.
我们知道在哥林多前书13章，那就告诉我们，爱是不容易发怒，对不对？
And we know that in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 said, love is not easily angered.
但是我想，我们今天容易活在一个容易生气、容易动怒的环境的当中。
But yet today we live in a world that can easily anger us.
下面有是一个属于一个神的仆人的一个交通跟劝勉。
And I want to share this, one of the servants of God, his encouragement to us.
那么这个夫妻的话，就是到教会来告状。
And there's a couple who came to the church and just accused each other.
那么那个先生就跟这个神的仆人讲说，我好不好？你如果为那个为或者讲应该倒过来，先生问神的仆人说，好不好？为我的太太祷告。
And the husband was asking the servant of God, can you pray for my wife?
因为他 那个他随便讲一句话，就会叫你，一个礼拜觉得非常的潦倒，生命觉得非常的黑暗。
Because of one sentence she spoke of, that it can make my life miserable for the whole week.
那么他相对的那个先生也是跟他讲说，求你为我的姊妹、为了太太祷告。我姊妹讲到说，为他先生祷告，因为他说我先生一到家，那么全家充满都是魔鬼。
And the wife also asked that to pray for her husband that when he comes home, the whole house is smelled like a devil.
那么到底神要怎么垂听这个祷告？
So how would God listen to this prayer?
我想这个神的仆人的有智慧的交通。
And the servant of God is very wise.
他就讲到，因为你我本来就是罪人，本来就是不完全。
He said, "You and I both are all sinners."
所以我们在性格上面有些不完全。So
we have some shortcoming in our characters.
但是我们又没有把我们属灵的垃圾，把倾倒出来。We
have not, by the grace of God, empty up our spiritual garbage.
神爱你我，神爱我们。God
loves you and I.
安排各种不同的人，安排各种丈夫和妻子，然后就用主的爱十字架来磨练他们。
That by the spouse that we have, that God is molding us and training us. So we will be more like our Lord Jesus Christ. And here we learn a lesson.
这个道空,
to make ourselves nothing.
还是讲到我们怎么样的, 任何时候能够相信主，能够依靠主，能够顺服主。
Anytime we can believe in the Lord and to be obedient to the Lord.
就是约翰福音15章第5节跟我们讲的。
And that's what John chapter 15 that's telling us there.
讲到我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
He said, I am the vine, you are the branches.
最后讲到你们离开我就不能做些什么。
that apart from me, you cannot do anything.
在神的恩典当中, 像哥林多前书13章, 我们能够凡事相信。
It's just by the grace of God, it's just like the First Corinthians has said that in all things we believe.
凡事信靠我们的主,
to believe in our Lord.
能够活出主的生命,
to live out the life of the Lord.
下面我们去交通道, 我一说我们, 主路保罗,
and next we share about our the Apostle Paul.
像也说我们也会羡慕使徒保罗,
sometimes we admire Apostle Paul that how God had used him.
但是你要看见, 他的秘诀乃是能够虚极, 能够情到自己,
but we have to see the secret. He is able to make himself nothing.
他一生你会发觉他到后什么都空了,
that, to the point that he had nothing but only Lord Jesus.
我们知道在腓立比书第三章的里头是讲到他 知识上面的道空,
and in Philippians 3 we have seen that he had emptied himself with his knowledge that he had.
他是受割礼的,
he had been circumcised.
他是希伯来人的希伯来人,
he's the Hebrews of Hebrews.
就律法的意义来讲, 他是没有无可指责的,
according to the law he was without blemish.
但为了主的缘故, 这些都被道空,
but for the Lord's sake, and he had emptied, make all these nothing.
只剩下一件事,
but only one thing left is our Lord Jesus Christ.
他说,不但如此,我也将万事当作有损的。
Not only that, he had considered all things to be rubbish.
因为我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。
Because he knows that he, the most precious thing is to know his Lord Jesus Christ.
为他丢弃万事,看作粪土。
He had put away all things and see this as a rubbish.
为了得到基督,
so that he may gain Christ.
他继续说,
and he continued to say,
弟兄们,
he said, I'm not saying that I have attained all things.
我只有一件事,
but there's only one thing.
忘掉,忘记背后,
that he's forgetting what is behind.
努力面前的,
and then straining towards the fall ahead.
向着标杆直跑,
and press on to the goal.
会得着神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来的奖赏,
so that he can win the prize of which God has called him.
如果神不怜悯不把他的知识倒空, 他就不能够为神所使用,
without the mercy that if he not make himself nothing, then God cannot use him.
知识可能取代了耶稣基督,
the knowledge may replace our Lord Jesus Christ.
第二个倒空, 乃是讲到属灵恩赐的倒空,
and second, emptying is in the spiritual sense.
这讲到在哥林多后书十二章第二十二章里头就跟我们讲到一件事情.
In 2 Corinthians chapter 12 tells us one thing.
他被提到第三层天去,
he was taken to the third heaven.
他能够讲天上的言语,
he can speak of the language of heaven.
但神怕他骄傲,
but God was afraid that he will be too proud.
就给他加根一根树,
so give him a thorn.
他祷告了三次,
and three times he prayed.
神并没有把刺拿开,
but God did not take away the thorn.
神说,你有我的恩典就够了,
and God said, my grace is sufficient for you.
我的能力在人的软弱上显得完全,
my power will be revealed in the weakness of man.
如果他属灵的恩赐不倒空, 他就恩赐会取代耶稣, 他就不能为神所使用.
If he had not made his spiritual gift as nothing, then it will replace our Lord Jesus Christ. And the third time, he made his work to be nothing.
我想再来看,
when we look at Paul's life, maybe it's very sad.
那么有知识,
that he has such knowledge.
那么有恩赐,
with so many spiritual gifts.
他工作是那么有果效,
and then he had not no results of his work.
但在提摩太后书第二章十五节说，凡在亚细亚的人都离弃我。
In 2 Timothy it said, all those who are in Asia have forsaken me.
另外在提摩太后第四章那边继续说,
in 2 Timothy chapter 4 continue to say,
我初次申诉没有人来帮助我，定都离弃我。
He said, at my first defense no one came to my support, and everyone deserted me.
但愿这罪不归于他们,
may it not be held against them.
我有主站在我旁边,
but the Lord stood at my side,
加给我力量,
and gave me strength.
这福音被能够传开, 外邦人听见,
So through me, the message might fully be proclaimed to all the Gentiles that they might hear, and I was delivered from the lion's mouth.
如果他的工作不被倒空，工作可能取代了主耶稣，他就不能为神所使用。
If we had not made his work to be nothing, then God cannot use him through it.
下面我讲到一个真实的大陆的老弟兄的见证。
And now I want to share with a true story from a servant in China.
第一个，这是一个神学院。
And this is a seminary.
那么这个老弟兄是在厨房里头煮菜煮饭的。
And this old brother, elderly brother, he cooked in the kitchen.
但是他看这个老弟兄没有什么。
And to people, there's nothing to this brother.
他好像没有什么恩赐。
And no spiritual gift.
好像也不会讲道。
And did not know how to preach.
但是他有一个敬畏神的心。
But he had a heart of fear of the Lord.
他所做的每件事都是为了神，为了主耶稣。
Everything he does is for the sake of our Lord.
他早晨起来，他点火的时候，点火的时候都不敢随便。
And when he got in the morning, he light up the fire, but he took it very seriously.
他煮饭给学生老师是为了主耶稣。
And when he cooked, it's for the sake of the Lord.
他煮菜煮饭也不敢随便，因为认为他所服侍的是这位主耶稣。
And he took this cooking very seriously because he thinks that he's serving, he's cooking for the Lord.
他经常煮最合口味的菜，为了服侍神，服侍人。
And he cooked to the taste of the Lord, and so that he can serve the other people.
他觉得他这样服侍神真是不配。
And he felt that he's not worthy to do this serving.
那么后来有一个特别的聚会。
And then there was a special meeting.
有一个有名的传道人来传信息。
A famous preacher came to preach.
但是传来传去好像没有什么果效。
But as he preached, it seems like there's no result.
那个聚会是五天的聚会。
It's a 5 days meeting.
因为听的人、学生觉得这段圣经我知道，那段圣经我很熟，那么这个解释也不怎么样。
And people said that I'm familiar with that passage and I know the verses and your interpretation is not much more.
最后一天,
and on the last day,
这个老弟兄就来参加聚会,
and this elderly brother came to this meeting.
他就开始祷告,
and he started to pray.
他一开始祷告的话, 圣灵去做工,
and as he prayed, the Holy Spirit started to move.
那么就感动所有的人,
to move all those people.
一股很大的力量, 能够把人的骄傲折服,
and the strength, the power had humble all the pride of people.
高举主耶稣,
to raise up Christ,
叫人降卑在主的面前,
so that they all humble before the Lord.
圣灵叫人为自己的罪, 自己责备自己,
and that with the Spirit will cause people to convict themselves of the sin.
那么就讲到学生彼此认罪。
And then they start to confess to each other.
老师学生之间彼此认罪。
Between students and teachers.
他们注重的是这位从死里复活的耶稣。
And they were focusing on the Lord who had risen from death.
他们其他倒空自己，跟随主，为主传主的福音。
And they're willing to make themselves nothing to follow the Lord and preach the gospel for the Lord.
这是一个倒空自己的人。
And this person is the one who had made himself nothing.
这是为神所使用的一个秘诀。
And this is the secret how we can be used by God.
倒空自己。
To empty ourselves.
像我们主一样。
Just like our Lord had.
下面我们就很快就交通到他取了奴仆的形象。
And quickly we can share about he had picked up the appearance of very nature of a servant to become the likeness of human. And we can see that from five different perspectives.
什么叫做仆人?
What is a servant?
在主耶稣的时代，仆人还是做到一件事情。
In the time of our Lord Jesus, a servant is talking about one thing.
是奴隶,
they are the slaves.
没有自己的, 生命不属于自己的,
their lives don't belong to themselves.
时间不是属于自己的,
their time do not belong to them.
他们有自己的财产,
they do not have their own properties.
一切所有的都属于主人的,
everything belongs to the master.
其实他生的儿女也是属于主人的,
even the children that they bought belong to the master.
第二个主人的特点乃是服侍。
The second characteristic is that they serve.
像保罗在哥罗西3:22说，做仆人的，凡事听从你们肉身的主人。
It's part like what Paul has said, that those who are slaves and they will serve.
所以这个仆人的特点乃是讲到服侍，乃是讲到顺服。
And simply talk about serving, then you talk about the obedience.
那么这个顺服，这第一讲到说，不是眼前的顺服，当主人看见有看见的时候顺服，仆人不看见的时候不顺服，乃是所有的时候都是顺服。
But then when they are obeying, the obedience not just when the master was there, but also when the master was there, not there, it's all the time.
这个顺服才是真实的顺服。
And that kind of obedience is true obedience.
这个不是眼前的顺服。
Not just be obedient before the eyes.
我想，如果用服侍神的时候，当仆人，有的时候会没有人注意，别人也许也不称赞你，觉得你服侍神没有什么。
Sometimes when we serve, that nobody will notice and nobody praise, and then we felt like we're not doing anything. But this servant had his attitude.
保罗劝勉我们亲爱弟兄们勿要坚固不可摇动，经常竭力多做主工。
And we were encouraged that we are to continue to labor and do more work for the Lord.
因为你们在主里头的劳碌不是徒然的。
Because your labor before the Lord will not be in vain.
这个是真实奴仆的服侍。
And this is the true service from the slaves.
下面讲到，不，当顾自己的事，也要照顾别人的事情。
And then talk about do not be only concerned with your own interests, but also interests of the others.
从十字架的观点来讲，
from the point of view of the cross,
就丧失我们魂的生命。
And even though we lose our life,
我放下了自己，为了爱神，为了爱弟兄姊妹。
That we are able to put ourselves down so that we can love God and other people.
这个叫舍己。
This is like denying ourselves.
下面讲到成为人的样式。
And then talk about to become the human likeness.
我们讲到三方面。
Three areas here.
我们的主他有人性。
Our Lord had the nature of man.
他百分之百的神，他是百分之百的人。
He's 100% God and 100% man.
他向撒玛利亚妇女传福音。
He has shared the gospel with the Samaritan woman.
他会饥饿。
He was hungry.
他也需要吃，他叫门徒去买东西来吃。
He needed to eat. He had asked the disciples to go get things to eat.
他也会劳累。
And he could be tired.
他也需要睡觉。
He needs to sleep.
在加利利海兴风作浪的时候，他在船里头睡觉。
In the Sea of Galilee, in the storm, he was sleeping there.
对于拉撒路死，他里头蛮有感觉。
And concerning the death of Lazarus, he also had feeling.
同时他也会哭。
And he wept.
这是我们的主，他是人的样式。
And this is our Lord. He has the human likeness.
人的样式。
And to become the human likeness.
一个普通的人。 一个真实的人,
a normal and a true person.
第二，这个人乃是一个隐藏自己的人。
And secondly, he a person who had hide himself.
他在拿撒勒隐藏了30年。
And he had hidden himself 30 years in Nazareth.
当木匠，然后来养他在家庭。
He was a carpenter that he was helping the family out.
尽他人的责任,
to fulfill his responsibility.
第三,
and thirdly,
耶稣成了人的样式有一个特点,
that there's a special characteristic that he became man.
在路加福音告诉我们,
that in the book of Luke that he grew in stature before both God and man.
求主怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us.
有时候我们觉得我们要爱主，我们要服侍主，我们要追求属灵。
And sometimes we felt that we need to pursue spiritually.
但是这个灵不是属灵的灵，乃是英文里头的zero, G-E-R-O.
And this spirit sometimes in Chinese actually sounds like zero.
因为我们的生活生命里头没有平衡。
Because we don't have a balance in our life. I think this is a humor that I have shared. I don't know if there's any family that you hire people to cook and to clean your house. And I think in Asia there's a lot of people doing that. In Taiwan there's a sister who had believed in the Lord. And she loves the Lord. And she was praying.
他不是祷告, 他是禁食祷告。
Not only praying, he's fasting and praying.
有一天他就跟他主人讲, 他说我今天不说话了, 因为我要禁食祷告。
And one day he told his master, I'm not going to cook today because I want to fast and pray today.
这个好像是笑话, 不过这个说出我们里头真实的光景。
Maybe it's like just a humor, but then it's talk about a real situation.
有时候我们觉得那个服侍神是非常神圣的事情, 我们不要随便 跟弟兄姊妹服侍我们的人说一声谢谢。
And sometimes we think that serving the Lord is not something to be casually done, and we need to say thank you.
因为多声谢谢可能就把他的赏赐把他赏丢了。Because
if we thank the person, then he won't get his rewards.
但是我们的主不是这样。But
our Lord is not like that.
乃是活出主的爱，活出人的样式。
But he had lived out the love of the Lord and also the human likeness.
有一个神的仆人, 他已经被主接去了。
There's a servant of God, he already passed away.
他曾经是那个芝加哥的Wheaton College的校长。
He was once the principal of the Wheaton College.
他讲到说如果他的人生的年日能够再回头。
He said that if we can turn back our time in our lives,
他说他会更多的时间跟孩子在一起。
He will spend more time with the children.
我想不只是说在礼拜堂,
not only at church,
在Sunday school.
他说他花更多的时间来交通主的话,
当他们去旅, vacation的时候,
He said he will spend more time about the word of God even on the vacation.
当他们去钓鱼的时候,
when they were fishing,
他们在做他们的garden,他们庭院的时候,
and as they were doing gardening and doing the back in the backyard,
或者除草的时候,
or when he's mowing the lawn,
或者一起, 整理垃圾,丢垃圾的时候,
or maybe just spending time to put out the garbage,
因为他发觉一件事情,
because he find out one thing,
孩子们心中记忆最深的, 不一定是在礼拜堂里头的聚会, Sunday school里头的聚会,
because the thing that we meant that the children, his children remember most, not necessarily is what happened at church or Sunday school.
还是借着这formal的场合,或者正式或不正式的场合,能够把主的话,主的爱能够活出来。
But rather through formal and informal time as he shared about the word of God.
这是人的样式。
And this is the human likeness.
下面一句很快讲到他自己卑微。
And quickly, I'll talk about that he humbled himself.
We can
talk about two sides.
这个卑微是他有能力可以不卑微，但是他拣选卑微。
The humbling is like he had the power not to be humble, but he chose to be.
这是我们主的卑微。
And this is the humility of our Lord.
另外一方面，他是自愿的。
He's doing it voluntarily.
在约翰福音第十章十七十八节，我父爱我，我将命舍去。
And in John 14, it said that my Father loves me, and I put down my life.
好，我再取回来。
So that I can pick it up again.
没有人夺我的命。
Nobody take that away from me.
是我自己舍的。
And I put it on my own accord.
我有权柄舍，也有权柄取回来。
And I have the authority to lay it down, and I also have the authority to take it back up again.
这是我从父所受的命令。
This is the command that I receive from my Father.
我们讲到顺服。
So when we talk about humbling,
我想我们知道顺服是很重要一件事情。
I think obedience is very important.
我们了解主的话, 追求主的话, 我们可以等候。
If we understand the word of God, we can wait.
但是顺服, 我们不能要需要马上顺服。
But to be obedient, we must do it immediately.
每次我们顺服神的时候,
every time we obey God,
我们就认识了神的话,
then we understand the word of God.
我们要认识神的自己,
to understand the, God himself.
这个认识可能超过我们花一生的时间去研究圣经的结果, 还要来得大, 来得好。
And then knowing it may go be is even more than if we study the scripture ourselves.
事实上我们有些神的话神的命令我们不可能完全了解除非我们先顺服。
In many word of God, we may not be able to understand unless we obey first.
第一方面,
Secondly,
顺服不只是最好的路, 同时也是唯一的路。
The obedience not only is the best way, but also the only way.
我们如果不顺服主的话, 我们一定顺服主以外, 其他的事物。
If we don't obey the Lord, we will be obeying other things.
人的意见, 人的期望,
that other people expectation,
或者说我们会服在金钱的权势的底下,
or maybe we obey to the authority of the money,
或者活在恐惧害怕的底下,
or maybe we live under the fear of the and things,
或者是服在我们的骄傲情欲的里面,
or we live under the our lust and our pride.
因我的创造 乃是为了顺服神,
that we the purpose of our creation created being created is to be obedient to God.
如果我们不选择顺服神,
if we don't choose to obey God, the result will be totally different.
我们可能活在虚空软弱黑暗跟自我灭亡的里头。
We will live under vanity and we will live under darkness and death.
保罗在罗马书12章第2节就劝勉我们一件事情。
And Paul in Second Corinthians 12,
在 Romans chapter 12,
Romans chapter 12,
他就讲到奉献, 把我们自己奉献给神。
That we are to dedicate ourselves to God.
那么这个服事是一个 reasonable service.
It's that as we do this, it's a 理所当然的。
同样的，这个讲到顺服，永远是讲到我们的主耶稣在路加福音19章，告诉我们天天背起自己的十字架。Similarly,
and Luke talked about that we are to carry our cross daily.
然后我们就能够顺服神的旨意，能够显明神的荣耀。That
we can then be obedient to the will of God and to give God the glory.
我想在我们的图书馆或在各处全世界中。 台湾，我从台湾一直到现在，我们知道有福音的事例，对不对？有一本传福音的小册子。I
know that some of you know that there's to share the gospel. That's the four spiritual laws.
那么这个创始人，我们知道他是一个美国弟兄。
And the one who created this is American brothers.
有个人大致上计算，他说大概。 带领全世界大概有上百万的人或几千万的人信耶稣。
And he had led hundreds and thousands of people to become to believe in Christ.
人家问他你的秘诀在哪里？
So what is his secret?
他的秘诀只有一个。
And he had one secret.
他说当我年轻的时候我就跟神签了 contract.
He said when I was young I had signed a contract with God.
他说从今天开始我就是你 耶稣基督的奴隶。
He said, from this day on, I am the slave for my Lord Jesus Christ.
这是讲到顺服。
And this is obedience.
我想我们讲到家庭里头的问题，夫妻的问题，相爱或者顺服的问题。
So if we talk about if we have problems in the family between husband and wife and being obedient to each other.
想到丈夫爱妻子，不一定是妻子能够完全顺服丈夫。
That the husband may not be obedient or the wife may not be obedient.
但是他是在主的爱的里头，神的话里头，他选择爱他的妻子。
But in the word of God that he chose, the husband chose to love his wife.
他可以有能力选择他不爱他的妻子。
He had the power to not to choose to love his wife.
同样的，他一个做姊妹也一样。 她可以选择顺服她的丈夫，也可以不选择顺服她的丈夫。
Similarly, the wife can choose not to be obedient to the husband.
丈夫的能力可能不一定比她强。
Maybe the the husband did not have a qualification stronger than her.
但是他选, 因着主的缘故, 主的话, 他选择了父母丈夫。
But for the sake of the word of God, she chose to be obedient to her husband.
我想感谢主,
and we thank God this is what our sister shared last week.
发觉孩子不听话是因为他讲到因为家里的父母不听从神的话。
And sometimes the children are not listening to them is because they themselves are not listening to God.
但是他悔改，那么他的家里有一个回转。
And because of her repentance, then the whole family had a change.
我想今天我就是交通最后一件事，就讲到一个真实的见证。
And finally, I want to share this one true testimony to you.
你讲到顺服。
About obedience.
有一个弟兄，我想也听，也许有没有听过他的见证。
We remember a brother had his testimony. Maybe you have heard it.
他从台湾到加州服侍神。
And from he was serving in the church in Taiwan.
他在加州到一个地方去服侍神，帮助一个教会。
He was moving from Taiwan to California to serve the church there.
那么这个当中一个长老，蛮会赚钱，那么好像每一个人都要听他的话。
And there's an elder in this church, and he's like he knows how to make money, and everybody listened to him.
他说我们请你来。
He said that we hire you here.
我们这里有很多钱。
We have many a lot of money here.
但是我们很忙，没有时间。我们给你一部车去跑。
We have very busy. We don't have time. We'll give you a car. You can go do your things.
那么下面有人了，包吃包住跟包穿。
And we will take care of your living and your meals and all the clothing.
当你跑出150个人的时候，我们就要盖一个教堂。
And if you can bring 150 people, then we'll build a church.
同时，一年我们还会给你2套新的西装可以穿。
And we will give you 2 new suits every year.
那么这个弟兄，这个神父一听，非常的生气。
And this servant of God, after he heard it, he was very upset.
他说：“我是靠信心生活的。”
He said, I live by faith.
他说你这样讲,
and this is an insult to me.
但是为了礼貌起见, 他也没有发脾气,
and, but for the being polite, he did not become angry, but inside he was upset.
但跟他同期的弟兄就安慰他,
and those are his brothers and sisters, some brother and sister comforted him.
跟他讲说,
and don't listen to this old person, he's just babbling on.
然后这个弟兄回去就跪在神的面前，床头面前祷告。
So he went home and then he knelt on the bed and prayed.
他说我要走了，我明天就要回洛杉矶去了。
He said, I want to leave and tomorrow I'll go to Los Angeles.
他里头充满了怒气，也充满了死亡。
But in him there's anger and there's death.
但是祷告到半夜，突然主给他一句话。
But as he prayed, in the middle of the night, God gave him a verse.
他说这些人表现都是血气，他们也是，但是第一个讲到，人家都把你当了雇工，你自己就变成雇工算了。And
then these people are speaking out of flesh, and people think that you are a high man, then you are just treating yourself as a high person.
这些都是表现非常血气的儿女，但是他们也是我救赎的儿女。
Even though they are speaking out of flesh, but they also children that I have saved.
你们能用那个牧人的爱来爱他?
Can't you love them as from a love of a shepherd?
他听到这句话里头充满了能力，一边流泪，一边惭愧，一边认罪悔改。
After he heard that, he was weeping and then he repented.
他说，主啊，如果没有你的命令，我就不离开这里。
He said, Lord, if you have not commanded me, I will not leave.
祷告后来到那个时候已经早上4点钟了。
And as he prayed, then it reached like 4 o'clock in the morning.
第二天早上还要讲道,
and he had to preach the next day.
他的题目是什么?
What is his topic?
平安,
peace.
他说主啊,
and Lord, this is the topic I need the most.
我自己里头根本就没有平安,
because I don't have peace and rest in me.
但是主恩待他,
but the Lord had grace upon him.
神的爱, 安慰充满他,
and the love of God comforted him.
他睡了一觉，然后第二天就开始讲道。
So he slept and then next day he preached.
他说他从来讲道没有那么释放过。
And he said he was never been so free to preach.
讲到圣灵的同在。
The abidance of the Holy Spirit.
讲到圣灵的印证。
And the confirmation of the Holy Spirit.
充满了能力。
With power.
充满了膏油。
With the anointment of God.
充满了神荣耀的见证。
And through, with the testimony of the Lord.
当聚完会以后。
After the meeting.
这位年长的弟兄也过来跟他握手。
And this elderly brother came and shake his hand.
他过来说感谢主。
He said, thank the Lord.
这位弟兄不是主的弟兄，他里头没有只有感谢，没有任何的一点的埋怨跟怨恨。
This servant of God that had no complaint, he was just thankful.
这是耶稣基督的显明。
And this is the life of Jesus revealed in his life.
耶稣的彰显。
To reveal revelation of our Lord.
把一切荣耀感谢赞美归给他。
And give him all the praise and glory.
这个完全的降卑就完全的升高。
And completely humble and completely exalted.
完全的降卑就完全的释放。
And we can completely humble ourselves and we will be free completely.
完全的降卑就完全的喜乐。
We can completely humble ourselves and we have the joy.
让神祝福他自己的话语。
May God bless his own words.
我把时间交给主会的弟兄。
感谢主，我们请起立，我们唱诗歌300。